All right. Welcome to the News Herald's Jam Session podcast. Our guest this week is Kristen Barkaloo, born and raised in Panama City, a singer-songwriter who has just recently returned from a sojourn in the North. Would you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me here. I just moved back home from living just outside of Nashville. I lived up there for about 2.5 years. I was finishing up my college degree up there. I ended up getting a degree in recording industry management. And also, I just wanted to check out the music scene in Nashville. And honestly, it was one of the coolest music scenes I've ever seen. It was so cool because you can just walk down the street and pretty much everyone there is going to be either a songwriter or a player or, you know, involved in music in some way. You know, maybe they're, you know, behind the scenes doing the business side of it. It was just a really cool place to meet people, and it was one of my favorite places. I am glad to be back home, though. They have a really good music scene here too. It's very supportive of local music, which is an awesome thing.
Well, that's cool. You talked when you were playing about your co-writing experience with a woman from Ireland.
Yes. Her stage name is Raya. And co-writing is kind of it's kind of a thing in Nashville. It's called the town of co-writes because that's sort of one thing that that people do whenever they when they come to Nashville, they come to co-write. And that was my first experience with that. And it was a really, really awesome one. We met at the Nashville Songwriters Association. And basically, we just said, let's set up a time to co-write. I brought the song in, and she helped me finish it out. And it was so, so useful because she's such a talented singer, first of all. And she's also a talented songwriter on top of that. And so to have that extra input, sort of another person's brain working behind it, you know, and that really helped to bring the song together. And so I'm very thankful to her for helping me out with that.
Well, you're also working on your second album. This will be a 6-song EP.
Yes.
Do you have a projected date when that would be available?
We don't have a projected date yet. We know it'll be sometime in the next few months. We finally finished recording all the vocals, which is very exciting. And now we have to record the background vocals and do some post-production to it, do all the mixing and mastering and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But hopefully that shouldn't take too long, and after that it will be out and available.
All right. Well, I was interested in the idea, not just of co-writing, but of you as a singer-songwriter. We've had quite a few artists here, and many of them are just now starting to write.
Yeah.
And some of them are much older than you are. I believe you said you were 22.
I am, yeah.
How long have you been writing?
I officially started writing when I was 15. That's when I decided that I wanted to be a singer-songwriter. And that's also when I got my first guitar. And before then, I was just basically writing poems, trying to write things with no real tune set to them. But once I got my guitar and I learned to play, you know, 2 or 3 chords, that's when it all finally came together. And I said, oh, I can actually write music now. And so I was homeschooled for most of high school. And I shouldn't say this, but I kind of took advantage of that and the fact that I was just constantly writing music. I always had my guitar around. And so anytime I got an idea at any point throughout the day, I would grab my guitar and write. And it's still kind of nice to do that, you know, now being graduated from college.
Well, how has your field of study, has it had an impact on the way you write or the way you approach your
music? Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Well, you know, especially just with approaching music as a whole, it really showed me the difference between like just approaching music as a hobby and approaching music as a business. Because I don't know, I found that if you want to do it professionally, you really do have to approach it as a business, and it is your job. And so learning all the ins and outs of the industry and all the way that the business works, which is very similar to other businesses, you know, learning about all of that, the intricacies of that, has helped me. Also learning about the Nashville style of writing. Mm-hmm. I feel like my writing changed a little bit. I took a songwriting class as part of my major. It was called Introduction to Commercial Songwriting. And the teacher had written some like really amazing hits, and he sort of passed on his knowledge to us. And so just learning from people that had done that before and that had been doing this all their lives, when, you know, I'd only been doing it for a couple of years, really had an impact.
Well, your mom was here with us today,
yeah.
And she said that you looked at her one day and said, I don't think I can do 9 to 5.
Nope.
So what do you see as your future as a singer-songwriter?
Honestly, a future where I would be able to do music full-time as my job, which I'm pretty lucky to be doing now by playing gigs, but just doing music in general just sounds like something that, I don't know, I'm very, very passionate about. And they say, you know, you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. That's kind of the goal, because I'm lucky enough to know what I love doing. And that is what I'd love to do, just do music. Write music, perform, all that kind of stuff. Keep putting out CDs, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exceptional. Okay, well, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And be sure to check us out next week when we will have Saturday morning music. And until then, take care of yourselves. Peace.